Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, wellness. I'm still basking in the glow of being in the top five podiatry podcasts all across the internet. We've got a great doubleheader today. I'm excited to welcome Eric Soderholm. Eric's a former Chicago White Sox, part of the Hitmen. Great player with the Sox. And he's founded Soda World the past couple of decades, this wellness center and academy. It's a leading holistic treatment center. So I'm excited about Eric joining me. And then Joe Staub. Joe is a former strength coach, and he's the director of business at Strive Wearable Technologies for Athletes. Then the sports doctor's in with some of your emails. Happy holidays, everybody. First, I want to welcome Eric Soderholm, who I met, I think it was 1977. He came to Glen Ellyn, Illinois to rehabilitate, work with famous strength and conditioning therapist Bob Guida. I was his podiatrist. The rest is history. Eric went on to become a very successful guy in the sport ticket business. And now this exciting venture into Soda World. Eric always was a guy who paid big attention to the mental game in sports. Eric, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Wow, it's been a long time since I talked to you. The guy who got me my first pair of orthotics.
Yes.
Doc, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, hey, man, you're my first commercial. You know what I mean? Yes, I hope so. I hope so. From the baseball camps that our sons went you were always on the leading edge. Give us some background, you in your ball playing and ending up in Soda World. Can you do that in 2 minutes?
in 30 seconds, right? Now, you know what, I've been very blessed. How often can a person say that they got paid to play? Paid to do something that they loved doing and would have done it for free. You know, I mean, baseball was my life growing up as a kid. And I just was very fortunate to have a couple of really big years in junior college in Georgia and ended up being the Twins' number one draft choice in 1968. And finally made it to the big leagues in 71 and had a 9-year baseball career in the major leagues. It ended when I had some knee issues that that's how I met you and Bob Guida, and you guys really tried to help me make a second comeback, and when I wasn't supposed to be able to even hardly walk, and you guys were very successful
in
getting me to come back. Yeah, we did it. We came back and won the Comeback Player of the Year award, and then I hurt my knee again in 81 in a freak accident. And the next thing you know, my career was over abruptly at about 31 years old. But still, it was a great run and met some great people along the way, which you and Bob Guida certainly were two of the people that really helped me in my career.
It's great to hear. And, you know, and you really did. You were the Comeback Player of the Year. Unfortunately, I think Jimmy Pearsall egged you on. You know, he never stopped. The late Jimmy Pearsall, he should rest in peace.
That's how my career ended. I've got a charity soccer game I'm supposed to play in, right? And so Jimmy Pearsall is the goaltender on the opposing team. And I had some angst towards him because he had made a comment on the air that, man, I can't believe they're not pinch running for Soderholm. It takes 3 base hits to score from first base. So that created a little tension between he and I. And so the soccer ball was kicked to me. and right in front of the goal, and I was going to just really hit it hard right at Jimmy, the kind of been a revenge factor, and I ended up picking my head up, looking at his eyes, which were as big as saucers, because I was only 10 feet away from him, and I was going to drill him. And I took my eye off the ball, and it hit the top of the ball, and my leg went sideways. And the next thing you know, I popped an anterior cruciate ligament.
Now, when you first came to see Guida, I remember you were working with the famous Nautilus Group. I think they were part of some of your early rehabilitation. And again, the fact that you were so successful, again, my fellow National Fitness Hall of Fame champion, Bob Guida, in the world of therapy. I want to talk about, Eric always paid tremendous attention to the whole mental side of things. And we're going to talk about that. You're listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Take a trip over to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go back over 10 years in radio shows. I think earlier than that, we might have had reel to reel that we could probably find for you in a drawer somewhere, and guests from all over the world, an endless array of topics, many of them very similar to what Eric is doing now. Everybody who listens to The Sports Doctor knows how holistic and what a big deal we make out of the mental game from one aspect to another. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you could read an array of articles on everything. From whether your son or daughter is specializing to the world of concussions to the endless articles of Sports Doctor's been part of. I have over 30,000 followers on Twitter. I can't tell you how many guests I get from Twitter, various areas. We publish a lot of great health, wellness, sports medicine stuff at Sports Doc, DOC Radio. Again, right before the break, I'm talking with Eric Soderholm, who's the founder of Soda World, ex-pro ball player, and Eric, who worked with, was it Harvey Marzel, Eric, the sports hypnotist that you worked with early in your career?
I did, and my group came out in the paper that he was using a hypnotist to help him with confidence and a leg issue that he had, and I said, wow, if it's good enough for Rod Carew, it's good enough for me, so I went to see Harvey. And he hypnotized me, and while I was under, he told me I'm going to be aggressive and attack the ball. And that night I went out and swung the balls over my head. I was just so aggressive, struck out three times. And I called him back the next day and said, can I get dehypnotized? I think you wrecked my career. And we both kind of laughed, but he said, well, I assumed something. I assumed that you knew what the strike zone was. So I went back into him now with a little more of an open mind about hypnosis in the middle part of the game, and then let myself go even deeper. And he really helped me to strengthen that mental toughness that's needed to compete at that level. And my batting
isn't that amazing?
Going up and up.
Isn't it amazing? You know, of course, the late, great Jim Vickery, who you remember, my sports psychology friend, he shared the radio with me for 3 or 4 years. And he was he was so ahead of his time, Eric, as a sports psychologist, that he didn't use the word psychology in his title. He used performance enhancement consultant. People were scared of it. So tell us about Soda World.
Soda World came about because my daughter Misty went out to the San Diego School for Healing Arts, and she was always interested in the spiritual aspects of things and helping people to heal themselves. And so while she was out there, she got a job with Deepak Chopra, who's a spiritual guru out there on the West Coast, helping people heal themselves. And she called me one day and said, Dad, I'm working for Deepak Chopra. And I said, who's that? I had no idea who it was. And ironically, the next day, he was on Channel 11 doing a PBS special, selling his tapes and books and stuff. And I was thumbing through the TV, and boom, there he was. So I couldn't understand everything he was saying because he had that Indian accent. But I tell you what, Bob, he really resonated with me. There was something that he was saying that was resonating with me, and I got his book.
I agree.
I bought his tapes, and I started studying, and the next thing you know, I'm on the path. And so then Misty called me a year later and said, Dad, I think Midwest needs something like he's doing out here, and let's do it. And so I was getting burnt out with the ticket business, and I said, let's do it. So we started with 1,000 square feet, the shopping center, and it grew to what it is now. You know, years later, a big A-frame log cabin building on Route 83 with a big Garden of Eden out back, and there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people coming all the time. Now they love the place.
And, you know, interesting, again, as a professional athlete, the value of what you're paying attention to is still news to lots of people who achieve what you were able to achieve. And I think adding that to the repertoire, if you haven't already, you know, makes a lot of sense, especially it's why I wrote or co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, was because of the epidemic, all capital letters, of overuse injuries in youth sports. You know, you lived it growing up trying to play. The pressures now are 10 times what they were then, physically and mentally. So I think the paying attention to that side of things, the whole idea of, you know, holistic healing and meditation. Do you remember Jim Vickery when we at your baseball camps? They were our sons. You know, he had a dark room, and they were all visualizing hitting a home run, running around the bases, you know, and a lot of people in sports thought you were a little tipsy. Pay attention to that stuff. And now,
like you said, a little ahead of our time.
I just touch, you know, whether it was orthotics in your shoes, rubber bands or instability training with Guida, et cetera, or Harvey Mizell, and the fact of this definitely is a weapon when you're talking about athletic recovery, or you're talking about, hey, sports parents, how are you guys doing? You know, with the pressure and the stress, what's the best website people to find out about everything you're doing with Soda World?
Well, SodaWorldWellness.com. You can probably find it just by going, just type in Soda World, but it'll show you pictures and all the different activities and things that we do. It goes way beyond just professional massage. We have chiropractic.
Tell me some of the things that you guys include. Yeah. Tell me, you know, I've had
yoga.
An associate, Dr. Jing Li, who's an 20 years. She's with me in the world of acupuncture and its ability as far as enhancing healing or, you know, like you said, you know, Guida was all about vibration medicine. He still is. You know, when he was using his G5 machines with the idea of stimulating natural healing and the idea of what I would always talk about, Eric, on the Sports Doctor, which is getting together Eastern and Western sports medicine and wellness. Again, one of the champions of all of this, you know, Deepak Chopra is a physician. You know, he's you know, coming from where he's been coming from, putting the whole mental world, you know, on the map. So is Misty, I got to get Misty on in the future. Is she a massage therapist, your daughter?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's a great one, too, and esthetician also, and teaches yoga. She's got many, many facets to her that are just so dynamic.
I'll tell
so
you, you know, in the world of wellness, I'm sure you're on top of it. You know, we're very excited here on the Sports Doctor about CBD, about the ability of taking the advantages of medical marijuana and marijuana, which we've both been aware of for decades, and then allowing the ability of CBD without the getting high side even in the area, again, of healing. One of the pet peeves on the Sports Doctor, Eric, I've been screaming about it for 20 years, give or take a few weeks. United States is one of only two countries in the world, New Zealand's the other, that allows TV advertising of prescription drugs. We can't get away from it. One of the chapters in my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, is youth sports and drugs. So the ability to have something, the mental side of things, that's what I'm excited about with CBD, because there is no side effects that's safe, you know, in the area of... So talk about some of the areas that are included in Soda World. Like you said, meditation, massage therapy. I had one of the biggest experts in sound medicine on a couple months ago.
We do sound vibrational healing, yeah.
Yes. She calls it sound bath. I'm very impressed. You know, again, with an athlete or a person trying to de-stress, I guess Soda World is the place to visit.
I think so. I mean, you have to come there with an open mind and understand that we are vibrational beings and we're way more than just this physical body. There's way more to us than that. There's a spiritual aspect of us. And you know, and so we addressed that. We tried to teach people that, look, you've got to come to the understanding that you are the one that's creating your own reality. And your thoughts are vibrations that go out from you. And if you're putting out a bunch of negative stuff, what do you expect to manifest in front of you? So we teach people all about that, and they learn that through yoga. We have a Garden of Eden out back that's a very powerful walking path, a labyrinth where you can do meditative walking and stuff.
How do you do in the winter? Does anybody walk on the path in the winter?
You'd be surprised. People do go out there. Not obviously as much as summertime when all the flowers are out, but we have swans out there too, so it's very peaceful. It's
I met Misty. She was 3 years old, I think, when our kids were at your baseball camps, and I take a look. It's been how long? Sada World around 20 years.
We opened up in a shopping center in 1997. So we've been around about 22 years now, and just a pretty well-kept secret out there. I haven't spent one nickel advertising. I just wanted I wanted to create this as a word-of-mouth kind of concept and build it, and they will come.
You got some shot. You know, my friend over there, Rick Tellender with the Chicago Sun-Times, you guys had some fantastic spread, I don't know how many months ago, in their Sports Saturday section. I thought that was fantastic. I said, hey, I remember Eric.
Six pages. You can't beat that, can you? Six pages on the Sun-Times. And then WGN came out also and did some live feeds too. So the last 2 or 3 months has been pretty spectacular as far as not having to spend any money advertising and yet getting.
You know, it's interesting. You know, in the last minute before we go, you know, between the two of us, the fact that a Marianne Williamson could be running for president. You know, she comes from that same world all these years.
Yeah.
Late Wayne Dyer. Absolutely.
Yeah, her and Oprah.
And one of the great champions. It's fascinating. You happen to tune him in, although Misty was involved, you know, and again, when she was 3-4 years old, whatever it was, I can't believe it's been all of these years that you guys have been involved. Definitely. So give me the website again. Sada World.
It's just SODERWORLD, one word, SodaWorldWellness.com. It'll show you all the activities and events that we do there.
Fantastic. Hold on, Eric. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of 2 daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into 4 sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about 6 parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. Hey, the Funnel Live Radio. I think we're back. Are we back? Yes. Welcome back to the Sports Doctor Live from Chicago. I want to welcome Joe Staub. He is a prior strength coach. He's a ex-athlete. He was a decathlete himself. He's now the director of business for this exciting Strive Wearable Technologies. Joe, are you there?
Doc, here.
Hey, great to have you. Quickie commercial.
Thank
you. You'll get the replay of the show, Joe, on Saturday with the whole write-up, whatever. You could share it with everybody. But welcome to the Sports Doctor. And I thought we would jump right in, Joe. Give us a little bit of background on you and Strive Wearables.
So for me personally, I was a college athlete who wasn't good enough to be a professional athlete, like most. And I, you know, loved training and loved the science and was fortunate enough to be around great people on both sides and fell into being a coach in strength and conditioning. From there, you know, understanding sport technology and all the, you know, the cool gizmos and gadgets of the last decade or so, I ran into the Strive guys, Carson and Nicola, the two co-founders, at an event, immediately saw, you know, how it literally was a new generation and new frontier of sport tech, and pestered them until they gave me a job.
Right. Yeah, you were at Hofstra, weren't you? I was in Massapequa. University.
Yep, I was the director of strength and conditioning at Hofstra for a couple years, as well as an adjunct in the sports science department.
Yes, you're a great marriage of three different things we talk about for decades on the Sports Doctor, especially when we're talking the past 10 years on the tech side, whether we're talking about movement analysis, whether we're talking about whatever it takes to try to identify motion. So the athlete on one side, the strength and conditioning coach, which is, again, such an important field in the development of some of these athletes, and then the wearables, quote unquote, and the coming together with what's important to you as a strength and conditioning coach, someone who is a decathlete, which is the highest level of athletics, pardon my French, right? It is.
But we'd like to think so.
Hey, man, it's in the top few when you're talking about great athletes. And then the what is Strive? What is their technology?
So their core technology is actually a software. It's understanding the data that the system collects. And the system itself is three-pronged. It's surface EMG, which is the main piece, so it's measuring your muscles. There's a heart rate component, which, again, you know, there's heart rate's been around so long, everyone kind of understands that. And then the last piece is the motion data, which is the accelerometer GPS, which is very prevalent now. But what people miss is how those three things tie together, and then
what are you wearing?
Your muscles. So you're actually
what are you
wearing?
Are you wearing
a pair of spandex
or a hat?
So you're actually wearing a pair of spandex, and that spandex has sensors that read your muscles and your quads, your glute, and your hamstrings. And then there's also a device.
Is that an underwear? Is that an
it
undergarment?
Is. It's a base layer, and the part of the reason is comfort. I mean, everyone wears compression shorts, spandex. You know, everyone trains.
Yes. Comfort's a big deal.
100%.
Comfort's a big deal. Is it unisex or rather
it
bisex?
Is. Yep, it is unisex. We retrofit brands, so, you know, whatever brand is out there that
you have, whether it's
an apparel thing.
So if I'm saying to you, I have a young athlete here, whether she's a tennis player, whether she's a cross-country runner, whether she's a soccer player, figure skater, which is my real super specialty, and we want to help analyze and understand what's going on trunk-wise, lower extremity-wise, while they're doing what they're doing, is that that type of technology what you're talking about also?
It is. So you would let us know. Yep, you would let us know, you know, what size compression shorts you need. We'd send you the retrofitted ones, and as soon as you put them on, we're off collecting data, giving you a better understanding of what you're doing.
And what's the age group that you're paying attention to? Is it the recreational triathlete, athlete runner? Is it the serious golfer? Is it the college athlete or high school? Or is it all of them?
So right now, our primary focus is in, you know, team sports, college and professional, as well as the military. And, you know, those two feed off each other, and then that'll
military
help us eventually.
Military is a big deal.
Huge,
you know,
huge.
Military, when we're talking about the marching and the kind of physical stress, and we're talking about how can we reduce some of that and make a difference. And it, maybe it's, hey, you know, we want orthotics in everybody's shoes. Of course, I'm prejudiced. That's the reality, man. Number one.
Well, it's optimization at every level.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In the senior population, by the way, one of the biggest things we pay attention to, for example, on the sports doctor, is the challenge of preventing falling in super seniors. It's a big deal. Balance work. It's one of the big parts of one of the chapters in my book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents. So information that the coach or the trainer or the strength and conditioning coach can ascertain, or the personal trainer, in order to be able to make suggestions on what to do different or what to alter. True?
Very true. And that's, as we eventually evolve into, you know, the prosumer, general consumer market, those are all things that all age populations that strive could help with, because, you know, we collect so much data, and we can leverage that data in so many ways. We can pretty much help anybody achieve something. And that could be, like you said, a geriatric population from slipping and falling to a youth athlete trying to make a college scholarship.
Yes, Steve. What's the best website people could find out about Strive?
Wearstrive.com, and that's wear like wearing clothing. So wearstrive.com.
Okay. Now, you as a decathlete, you as a strength and conditioning coach, you know, what data, you know, we've had on the sports doctor various motion analysis, mouth guards, other kinds of analysis in the world of concussions. It's a big deal being able to get some of this data. And you're paying attention to the trunk, lower extremities. What areas are you including?
The lower extremities specifically, the quads, the glutes, and the hamstrings, because especially doing anything athletic, if you're moving, you need to be using those muscles. They're the biggest ones in the body, and if they're inefficient or ineffective, you're not going to be as good as you could be.
Yeah. You got to get the foot-ankle, man. Really.
We have plans to do that kind of stuff in the future.
Glad to help you. Yes, when we're talking about the one of the chapters in my book is the two essential exercise concepts, no matter what your son or daughter's age, no matter what their sport, no matter what their level. And the two concepts to be included are strengthen those feet and ankles, rubber bands, other kinds of apparatus, but strengthening those feet and ankles. And number two, right up your alley again, is work balance, work stability. And these are the two areas that we like to pay big, big attention to. And so as a decathlete, an athlete yourself, what kind of data would the wearable have done for you personally?
So for me personally, I was unfortunately a guy who just didn't have the durability. So it was, you know, little sprains and strains, pulls, twists, cracks, those kind of things. So understanding my efficiency and how to optimize my training for me would have prevented overtraining and then kept me healthier longer. So, you know, having the data on how I was doing
that,
stuff.
Yeah, other than that, wouldn't have made much of a difference. You know, the biggest challenge in youth sports today, one of them, is the world of overkill. I'm talking about it all the time. Whatever tool we can get our hands on to try to deal with the tremendous overdoing it in youth sports, and of course the chat, whether it's everybody going for a scholarship, whether it's somebody trying to achieve a higher level, this kind of area is a very, very big deal, and it's one of the biggest challenges. And another big attention to have that we talk about youth sports and drugs, the reliance on constant over-the-counter pain pills and anti-inflammatories just to stay on the team. You know that. You were in the middle of it as a great athlete yourself. So prevention is such a big, big deal, analyzing what you're talking about, I would imagine that the world of wearables, whether it's the wristbands, whether it's the heart rates, whether it's this lower extremity data, is you're all on the same team, right?
No, exactly. And right now, the big thing is load management, right? Everyone hears that term, especially related to the NBA. But one of the things people forget is the internal load. So what we do from a managing fatigue and understanding efficiency is something no one else can do. So just like you said, if you're getting to that point of overkill, you're just susceptible to being hurt, to being burnt out, the psychological stress, everything. If we can monitor you more effectively, we can offset a lot of that.
Yes, and again, the coaching world at various levels, like when you're talking about high school and college athletes that Strive pays attention to, then you would think, again, that the coaching profession and the parents, the families, would want to be able to make the kinds of changes that make a lot of sense, you know, including healthy alternatives, you know, in trying to do the only two things, Joe, anybody cares about, whether it's the coach or it's you as the athlete or the parent. Can I prevent problems and injuries? And the smaller percentage, but it's big, can we enhance performance? Can I be a step or two quicker? So I'm saying, besides the orthotics in your shoes and all the strengthening of your feet and ankles you've done, wear some of that spandex from Strive, and we might have the ultimate athletic performance.
No, hey, I'd like to think so. That's why I jumped on board with these guys, because like I said, we're a generation or two ahead of everyone else out there.
Yes, and the how long has Strive been around? We're going to talk more. We've got the break coming up. We'll be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor. I'm talking with Joe Staub. He is the director of business with Strive Wearables for Athletes. We were just talking about that whole world of the high school or college athlete where we're so concerned about overuse, overkill, and the ability to identify some of these potential problems, low extremity wise. Of course, Sports Doctor, you know, we're low extremity. I'm always singing, Joe, the song, the foot bones connected to the ankle bones, connected to the leg bone. And when we're talking about what's your foundation, and we were just talking about these wearables and the feedback. If somebody wants to use the wearables, get the feedback themselves, that's possible also?
It will be. Right now, like I said, we're focused more on the team level, but we will be moving into that individual prosumer-consumer model.
And well, how has been, of course, you're the background with strength and conditioning. I would assume that the strength and conditioning coaches, the athletic trainers, and the coaches, like we just mentioned, would really be very, very interested in all the information they glean, you know, from you guys. How's that interchange going?
It's going very well with the clients we have and the people on the horizon. Like you said, it's all three levels. It's in the athletic training setting, you know, return to play, helping people come back from injuries. It's in the performance setting, you know, helping them optimize and continually get better. And then it's also in the strategic part of, you know, we have a coach right now who we spent the whole season. Is practice enough or is it too much? What am I doing today to make sure I'm ready tomorrow? So at all three levels of training, we're able to help optimize.
Now, the wearable, is it wearable when the athlete is performing?
It is. So, like I said, it's just a pair of compression shorts like you'd wear right now and most everyone wears when they work out. They're just retrofitted, and then we have a little device that clips into the belt buckle that powers the shorts and collects the data.
Wow. And then what does he do? Read it on his smartphone, I guess?
We do have an app. Like everyone, we have an app, but it's a cloud-based system. So the device transmits data up to the cloud, and then it's analyzed in our system, and then it can be visualized in an app or on a computer.
Yes. Give me a couple of bullet points. Joe, what data are we getting? What specific am I getting? Glute muscle strength? Am I getting hamstring? What data am I getting from Strive product in general?
So from the muscle standpoint, we're measuring how much muscle you're using, and that can be, you know, left side versus right side, you know, anterior versus posterior, quads and hamstrings. And then we're also taking that data and combining it with the external, the speed, the distance, the time, and that's our secret sauce, understanding efficiency and fatigue. That's what makes us special, is we have how your body's doing it and what you did.
Yes, measuring efficiency what about joint alignment?
So we don't do anything in terms of biomechanics, but we integrate, especially with some of the teams and organizations we're working with right now.
I would imagine you're a great marriage when it comes to the biomechanics. And when we've done various motion analysis over the decades, and we were looking to see what kind of a difference does proper, and the word proper I'll put in quotes here, custom orthotics, whether it's in a figure skate, whether it's in a soccer shoe, what kind of a difference does it make in the measurements when they're wearing your shorts, and especially when we add the strengthening component, and a lot of times we'll see that becomes a lot of times right in the world of sports medicine, you know that, Joe, when you talk about preventing injury, everybody has a lot of attention. But it doesn't compare to when you're mentioning, do you want to be two steps quicker? You know what I mean?
Yep.
And do you want to jump higher? And those scenarios. What are the age groups? I know you said, how young do you go when it comes to kids or adolescents who might benefit or can fit your products?
So, like I said, right now we're playing more in that college professional space, but soon as we expand to that general consumer model, we'll be getting down to, you know, as young as middle schoolers. I think you hit on a key thing earlier with parents. You know,
yes.
Parents want to know, is what their kid doing effective, and is it keeping them safe?
No, you want to be in middle school. Yes. You want to, these kinds of data or these kinds of attentions, we want to start early. One of the biggest challenges we have in youth sports is how early. When you see on TV a 15-year-old Olympic champion, you know, she was like 4 or 5 when she started. So it's a gigantic necessity market, but I'm prejudiced. It's why I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, was because there is an epidemic with a capital E in overuse injuries, both mentally and physically, and we need to pay attention to it earlier. You know, and earlier in that regard, I would imagine, again, in right smack in the middle of your world is the pressure of hey, sports parents, right, Joe? How you doing? How's your sports psychology skill?
I've had to brush up significantly, especially when I worked
bet.
In the college space.
Yes, and the what colleges or pro teams do you guys work with?
So right now, and these are things you can see on social media and everything, Utah State men's basketball, Rutgers men and women's basketball, and Maryland field hockey are our primary college, and again, those are publicly available, known in the sphere. We have a few others, but some of those relationships we can't discuss. And then we have numerous ones in the professional sports space, the NFL, the MLB. We're looking to get into the NBA. But again, some of those, just because the way things operate, we can't name names.
Yes. And that's exciting. That's really, really exciting to see, initiating, that anything that involves, again, those two areas we talked about, Joe, preventing injuries on the one hand, enhancing performance on the other, is a big deal when we're talking about all levels of sports. And when you jump into the world of the ages that you're dealing with, then you're right smack in the middle of those sports parents and a lot of the different pressures, starting with overdoing it. It's caused me, Joe, to make a change in the famous PED, performance-enhancing drugs. I've made a change in its definition. Do you want to hear it?
Hit me.
It's performance-surviving drugs. This is what we're dealing with at various levels. We're always injured and we're always hurting, and I got to play next week, and it's crazy. We're in a pain pill nightmare, and paying attention to things that could be done both physically the mental side of things in order to try to naturally pay attention to some of this stuff. You can't turn on the television for 5 minutes without learning about what pill is for whatever, situation. So it's definitely a problem that we talk about a lot on the Sports Doctor, which is the importance of this whole wearable analytical side of things. How long have people have the wristbands been around, Joe, in that world?
Oh, there have been products floating around for, I would say, 20 years. It's just the technology has been able to do over time is so different now than it was then in the quality. I think you hit on a key thing, right? It's no longer, this is what we did, this is why you're doing it because I said so. It's objective data that provides facts. Am I getting better or am I not? And is this helping me or not? And we help that. We provide those objective facts.
And I'm a big fan of that.
This is happening.
The objective data side is very, very important. And so is the subjective, that whole mental side of things. I don't know how much time we have. Quickly, give me the website again with you guys.
WearStrive.com. WearStrive.com.
Tell me really quickly a little bit about your founders.
So both of them come from industry. They were, athletes in their own way through their youth and into college. One of them's the CEO is a biomedical engineer with multiple degrees, and the COO is a computer science engineer with, multiple degrees, both of them with industry backgrounds, and both of them with, and the CEO, it's been his lifelong passion since he started his research, and everything he did in his career trajectory was to be a founder of this company to revolutionize, the sports performance athlete monitoring.
Ray, I tell you, Joe, we'll get him on. We'll get him
on. And we're doing it.
Joe Staub, I want to thank you so much for joining me, the director of business with Strive Wearables. Hold on, Joe. Be right back.
Thanks,
everybody,
Doc.
With the Sports Doctors in. Hold on.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor. Happy holidays to everybody. Let me brag again. The Sports Doctor is one of the top five podiatry podcasts anywhere on the internet. So I think we're number two, man. You know, keep sending me emails. Happy holidays, everybody, again. You know, the next couple of weeks are, it's Christmas Day, it's New Year's Day, so it's a big surprise. We'll see. It's going to be a replay both days. I'll join you again live on the 8th, and you'll tune in. You'll figure out who was on. A couple of emails here. Sal says, my son is a freshman football player. He just finished the season. He's had ankle tape for forever. Is that important to continue? You know, Sal, it's a great question. It's one of the topics of one of my most popular articles on sportsdoctorradio.com and on the newspaper's article side of things. It is a subjective question. If we were to see that your son felt the tape was helpful, comfortable, I'm not against it. It does not stop the strengthening importance that we pay so much attention to on the Sports Doctor. Have your son strengthen his feet and ankles. Have him work rubber bands, strengthening those ankles, work balance. But sometimes we see that taping is not comfortable. It's bothersome. It's not helpful. In some instances where we've had ankle concerns, that individual might benefit from an ankle brace. So the answer is we've got to be subjective, what your son's history is, whether or not this is just a preventive, quote-unquote, measure, and then we can make a great decision, which is what about tape? Is it better? Should we be looking at an ankle brace? What about that? The bottom line is if your son has had ankle problems, he wants to be doing preventatively one of the two. If he's had a history of ankle problems, follow up on that. Carl says, my 11-year-old daughter loves tennis. She plays 5 days a week. She's had problems with her heels the past 2 years, sometimes her arches. I think she inherited her dad's flat feet. Yeah, Carl, she probably did. Probably 75% of the time, our foot structure is inherited. Gee, you know, he's got high arches just like his father and grandfather. Gee, she's got bunions and hammer toes like her mom and her grandma. You know, he's bow-legged just like his father. So the foot type is inherited very, very often. So the point is the pronated, overpronated, or flat-type foot often is an aggravator of heel problems in growing boys and girls. There's a large growth center in the back of the heel. It goes around the bottom of the heel. And it doesn't solidify till early adolescence, 13 years old in girls, maybe 14, 15 years old in boys. Before that, it's susceptible to stress and irritation. Pounding is famous for that. Soccer, sometimes the cleats are contributing to that. So what you want to pay attention to is get an analysis if she's got your feet. Orthotics, the good news is proper orthotics, Carl, are very, very helpful, especially when combined with some intelligent rest and physical therapy. Sometimes we have to back off. We got to take a couple of weeks off. We can't run through this kind of a problem. You mentioned Sievers, S-E-V-E-R-S disease. Not a good term. It's a syndrome. When it's repetitive or persistent, almost always, it's mechanics related. You see podiatry. Is your daughter in the best shoe? What about orthotics? The whole nine yards. Angie, and by the way, everybody, if you want to send an email, we get to them. I got such a backlog. DRRWEIL Sports Doctor, SPORTSDOCTOR, at yahoo.com. Angie says, I have heel spurs, plantar fasciitis for years. I like to walk. Sometimes it stopped me. Is surgery the only option? No, it is not, Angie. Surgery is rarely necessary for heel spur problems. Heel spurs are a proliferation or a growth of the bone where the arch muscle attaches to the bottom of the heel. And the arch muscle, which is the plantar fascia, goes from the toes to the heel. And the most common thing we see in active people is plantar fasciitis, inflammation of that band, very often heel-related, where it attaches to the bone. So almost always, a conservative approach, proper arch support, ideally custom orthotics, shoe selection changes if necessary, and some physical therapy, rare occasion injections, less than 5% are ever a surgical problem, unless we're dealing with a situation that just never stops. One of the big important points about heel spurs and heel problem, plantar fasciitis, is it can be on occasion a real hassle. So we tell people, pay attention. See a podiatrist. Find out if you have a heel spur. Some heel spurs don't hurt, and they've never hurt. It's the process of the development of the spur, the constant traction, pulling, stretching, tearing. Classic for this is first thing in the morning in activity pain. Man, I step down in the morning, or I've been sitting down for 2 hours, my heels hurt, then I start moving around, it calms down. So you want to be paying attention if we have time. Jerry, last week, 2 weeks ago, you had on Gary Reinl of Iced. Yes, I did. Gary is the trainer of champions. Iced is a book. Iced, the illusionary treatment option that really talks about, exposes the fact, believe it or not, that ice doesn't help any healing. Ice is good for numbing an area initially. After that, it actually constricts or slows down the body's natural healing process. This has been an explosion revelation to the sports medical world. And Gary is a researcher, and he started researching the area and then realized with all the research that the facts were that it doesn't help anything. So it really was an interesting discussion. He's been on before. Again, if you go to sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go over to radio shows, you can go back years and see who was on, what were the topics, and listen to whatever you would like. You have time, your chapter on instability training in the book, hashtag A Sports Parents. Yes, whoever you are, Jerry, I think it was. Creating imbalance is a fantastic exercise, whether you're the best athlete in the world, whether you're a young, growing athlete, or you are an individual and you just want to try to prevent falls. You want to do your best to keep your body in shape so that you could be doing whatever you want, whether it's golf, walking, working out, balance, training. When I contributed a chapter to, matter of fact, my co-author in the book, hashtag A Sports Parents, the famous author, Sharky Zartman, she's a Hall of Fame volleyballer years ago, and she wrote a book called Empowered Aging. It's a compilation of about 12 experts talking about all aspects of healthy aging. My chapter was healing is a balancing act. So I was being cute with the title, but I was also, the whole chapter is about including balance exercises. There's a million of them in your repertoire of fitness. Balance boards, standing on the Bosu, balancing one foot at a time, holding on, paying attention that a few minutes a day you're going to be working on balance. When we're talking youth athletes and we're talking about serious athletes who are working out or doing this sport all the time, then again, balance exercise is such a fantastic way to safely strengthen the whole body. If we put sensors all over the body, we were just talking about that with Joe Staub with the wearable technology. We put sensors all over the body and start creating imbalance, your whole body will light up when it comes to the stabilizers. Happy holiday, everybody. Again, we'll be back live on the 8th. We'll have some replays. It's the Sports Doctor. Happy birthday, Doug, with BBS Radio. Thanks, everybody.